Robert Mugabe isn't going away easily. Having been Zimbabwe's president for more than 3 decades, and despite being ousted as leader of his own ZANU-PF party, the 93-year-old has defied expectations he was about to tender his resignation. Speaking on national television, Mr. Mugabe acknowledged events over the past week.
I am aware that many developments have occurred in the party or have been championed and done by individuals in the name of the party. Given the failings of the past and the anger these might have triggered in some quarters, such developments are quite understandable.
But he says the nation can't be guided by bitterness or vengefulness.
Today's meeting with the command element has underscored the need for us to collectively start processes that return our nation to normalcy, so all our people can go about their business unhindered in an environment of perfect peace and security, assured that law and order obtain and prevail as before, and endure well into the future.
Surrounded by generals, he avoided commenting on his own position, instead declaring he would stay on to oversee ZANU-PF's December conference. The announcement stunned hundreds of thousands of protesters watching his speech. This man says he was disappointed.
We were expecting to hear the president say, "I've heard your concerns yesterday and I'm ready to step down." This is not what we're expecting, to hear a long speech without any results for us. The results were simple. I am stepping down. I am handing over the country to someone else.
The world's oldest head of state had made just one outing since being put under house arrest by the military on Wednesday, with many of his allies leaving, arrested, or being expelled from the party. That included his wife, Grace, who was being groomed to take over his post. On Saturday, Zimbabweans took to the streets of the capital Harare to celebrate what they thought was the impending end of the Mugabe era. Later, ZANU-PF's Central Committee outlined plans to form a new government. It gave President Mugabe until midday local time on Monday to step down or face impeachment proceedings. Home Affairs Minister Obert Moses Mpufu says they are following the will of the people.
What our forces have done has not only freed the entirety of Zimbabwean nation, they've freed His Excellency from the closet of those that wanted to destroy this country. In the last 5 years, his wife and close associates have taken advantage of his frail condition. The people of Zimbabwe have spoken.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to take over as president should the position become vacant. It was his sacking by Mr. Mugabe that triggered the coup.